Hey, good morning, prayer warriors. Hey, Mark here. Just hope you're having just a truly blessed week where we can just continue to give God the glory. Let's go ahead and just open with a quick word of prayer. Dear Lord, we just give thanks. We praise your name. We ask for your blessings, your guidance, and your wisdom. Thank you, Lord, for all you do for us, the guidance and just day to day. Thank you, Lord, for allowing us to pray. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, anyway, hey, we're in the book of Acts, and we're studying Luke, and we're kind of taking a look at where his heart is, and we've gone through a couple of key prayers, and Luke is that prayer warrior. He's a Gentile. He's reporting on all these prayers, especially here in the book of Acts. Some very key and critical prayers, and last week we took a look at Acts 3:1, where Peter and John are headed up to afternoon prayers in the temple, and they see this guy, 40-year-old guy, laying on the ground who's been there since birth. Every day people put him up there, but he's been crippled since birth in his ankles and his feet. And so he's laid there, and every day he's asking for alms, you know, or just, you know, handouts. And they give him a hand up. They looked at him, and Peter, you know, this is Peter, the same guy who was a little bit of a goof. He's a lot like a lot of us, kind of lost in all directions at times. And here he is, and he's filled with the Holy Spirit, and he's just fired up, and he tells this guy to get up and walk. And this guy goes out dancing around, telling everybody and sharing the glory of God. Well, the word gets back to the Pharisees, and the Pharisees are going, what in the world is this? You know, if we're going to start losing people to these followers of Jesus, we need to stop this now. So they get Peter and John in there. And they say, what in the world is going on? And Peter, filled with the Holy Spirit, gets up and talks about what God is doing, what God is doing in his life. And so, you know, they can't really do anything to him, although they'd really want to. The Pharisees are there, and they're just chomping at the bit. And finally, they just say, get out of here and don't talk about this Jesus guy anymore. Well, of course, that's going to go well. And so Peter, as we kind of start taking a look at chapter 4, you know, they've been released, and they're not supposed to be speaking, so they release him. And I'm going to skip down to 4:23, and it says, being let go, they went to their own companions, and, you know, their friends there within the early church, and reported all that the chief priests and elders had said to them. So when they heard that, their friends, the other people, the other Christians, they raised their voice to God. They prayed. You know, so we've got this group, you know, Peter and John are just, they've been held at the tip of the spear in front of the Pharisees. And what's the first thing they do when they get back? They share it. And then with all of them, they say, because it says, they raise their voice to God with one accord, just like a church should do, just in prayer. Lord, you are God who made heaven and earth and sea and all that is in them, and who by the mouth of your servant David has said, and they quote right here out of Psalm 2, 1 and 2, why did the nations rage and the people plot vain things? So, and sometimes we will take a sentence or two out of the Old Testament or the New Testament. Really, we need to put it in context. And what I just want to do is share that with you. So in Psalm 2:1, if you have a chance to take a look at that, the very first 2:1, it says, verse, it says, why do the nations rage and the people plot a vain thing? And then let's just kind of read the rest of it and skip down to 2:4. And he who sits in the heavens shall laugh. God laughs at these people. He laughs at their effort. He has the plan. He's in control, and we'll see that just a little bit more in this prayer as they continue. And we're going to skip down to verse 27 as they continue to pray. For truly, against your holy servant Jesus, whom you appointed, both Herod and Pilate with the Gentiles and the people of Israel were gathered together to do their own thing. No, that's not what it says. They're not doing their own thing. To do whatever your hand, God's hand, and your purpose God's purpose, determined before to be done. So Herod, you know, they're just, Herod and Pilate and everybody else got together and they planned and they, you know, they cajoled and they did all of these things and ultimately crucified Jesus. But God had his hand on that. God knew what was happening. God had planned it. And it says so right here, to do whatever your hand and your purpose determined before to be done. And their prayer continues. Now, Lord, look on their threats and grant to your servants that with all boldness, they may speak your word. What a prayer. This group of men and women, they're just lifting up and giving the glory to God by stretching out your hand to heal, and that signs and wonders may be done through the name of your holy servant, Jesus. So they're praying for those healings to continue, and a strong word and a strong voice, even though they know that they're going to be hauled right back before the Pharisees, the judges, the courts. They're speaking boldly. And then it goes on to this last verse, 31. And when they had prayed, I mean, a bunch of prayer warriors there, aren't they? And when they had prayed, the place where they were assembled together was shaken. And they were all, not just some, not just one, they were all filled with the Holy Spirit. And they spoke the word of God with boldness. So verse 29 talks about speaking the word of boldness, being out there with being bold. And they prayed with boldness. And they want to speak the word of God with boldness. Is that your prayer today? Do you have that opportunity to speak God's word with boldness, to pray, to be filled with the Holy Spirit, and to speak God's word with boldness? That should be our goal every day. And that's what we need to pray every morning. God, put somebody in front of me that I can speak the word with boldness, your word, God, with boldness, just as Peter and John did to that crippled man on the outer court of the temple, just as they did so in front of the Pharisees. And that's what their prayer is, to speak with boldness. Well, thank you, all my prayer warriors. You are just amazing. Have a great week.